Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Morgan Moses met with the media as the Ravens count down to Thursday night's clash with the Bengals.
Hey, it's being with the guys. All those little things that you take for granted, but, you know, the time off, you know, it makes you look yourself in the mirror and realize, you know, what you've been missing out on and the things that you truly appreciate. So I'm happy to be out there with the guys.
So you're prepared to be there Thursday?
I'm prepared, yeah.
Kind of spoke to it, but your guy has a lot of pride that does not miss much time.
Yep.
And I guess how challenging has it been for you knowing that over the course of this season, having to miss time, which you have not had to do much?
It's been very challenging, but, you know, like I said, we got a great group of guys in this locker room, very uplifting, and just finding, you know, different ways that I can be there for the guys, you know, Pat McCary, obviously Ronnie, Daniel, you know, watching film and with them and kind of telling them what I see from a veteran's perspective and things like that. And that kind of helps you, you know, sharpen your tools as well. So just continue pressing forward and just getting ready. Oh, 100%. You know, he's not a backup, and we consider him as a starter, man. What he brings into the table every day, I don't think there's another guy in this league that can go in there and play all five positions and do it at a great level. So, you know, we've always respected him. And, you know, the thing about us, especially the tackles, man, we all sit down together and we look at the film, we talk about football all the time and how we can help one another. And that's the beauty of it. You know, when you got a lot of teammates in a locker room like that, that you can feed off of one another, you know, it's a great feeling.
Morgan, what do you see out of this Cincinnati front, and what do you see about from their defense overall?
You know, obviously it's the division. You know, everybody plays hard, everybody plays well. You know, they have a great defense. You know, they got a lot of skill sets. You know, they play a lot of things. You know, they got guys on every different level of the defense. And you know, as far as to go out there, we got to execute and play our top game. You know, everybody's gonna be watching. It's Thursday night. It's a big game. It's a big game in the division, so you know, we got to make sure we do the things that we need to do to take care of the job.
You talk about that big game. You know, you've played a lot of big games in this league, yeah. And when you look at, you know, what you guys, what happened on Sunday to both you guys and Cincy, mm-hmm. and where you guys hope to be at the end of the year, given the standings at this point, how big does it make it on Thursday?
You know, obviously, man, it's the road to success. You know, and you know, obviously, we got to do the things that we need to take care of to execute those things, and you know, for us, it's just to put one foot at a time. You know, we know it's a short week. You know, guys are doing everything they can to prepare themselves, get their bodies ready. But when those lights turn on Thursday, man, the guys will be ready to go.
Morgan, you've transitioned to the AFC North, and here you are playing two division games in 5 days. How do you describe what you've learned this division to be when your teams go head-to-head like this?
Oh, man, you know, you got to get the ice tubs ready. You got to get the sauna ready, all the recovery equipment, because you know it's going to be a battle, you know. Anything that's healed up over the last 3 days is probably going – the scab is probably going to peel off anyway. So, you know, you just have to go in there with that mindset, that boxing mentality, and get ready to play.
From an offensive lineman's perspective, how do you like the all-black uniforms?
Oh, sick, man. Anytime you get to wear all-black, you know, I told somebody this earlier. I said you can match the cleats up with pretty much anything. So it'll be fun. Now, obviously, you know, the stadium's going to be all blacked out. It's an 8 o'clock game, so it'll be a nice one.
Well, you talked about the physical challenges of a short week, but – with it being a division rival team that you're very familiar with, is it a little bit easier to prepare for a Thursday night game against a division opponent as opposed to if you're playing an NFC team?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, every game is a challenge. You know, everything, you know, everybody brings their best on Sunday. Everybody has a change up, you know. So whatever we saw, you know, weeks ago when we played them, it'll be something different, you know. They're excited. We're excited. So, you know, we'll see when we strap up on Thursday.
That's no problem.